Yoga Nidra is a gift. And it's a gift that you get to give to yourself. And as I mentioned before, this practice is really an invitation home, a welcome home to yourself. So as you find yourself settling here, begin with an awareness of the outer sounds, noticing everything that can be heard in this moment. Hearing the sounds outside in the street, the world moving by. Noticing the sounds and the quality of sound inside this room. And also noticing the sounds of breath, both the sound of your natural breath and perhaps the sound of other practitioners breathing nearby. In this practice, we welcome and allow all sounds, because as we practice, there will be other sounds. And the invitation is simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience now. Also, begin to notice how the body is meeting the floor. Noticing the head, the shoulders, the hips, and the heels. And with each exhale, feel the body welcomed onto the earth. With each exhale, settling into those places where the body meets the floor. The ground, the earth, is there always supporting us. And feel with the exhale how the earth welcomes you here. And then with each inhale, welcome into you life itself. Exhaling to feel welcomed here on the floor, on the earth, and inhaling to welcome life itself so that you are breathing between two welcomes. And just allow your awareness to oscillate between these two experiences. Feeling the body settle more and more, and inviting in each breath. Recite an intention for this practice two times. Just listen to this intention and see where it takes you. This intention is, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception guiding me home to my authentic ground of being. Again, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger guiding me home to my authentic ground being. Our authentic ground of being, said to be awareness itself. And here, in this moment, resolve to do your very best throughout this practice to stay present, to stay aware, and to welcome anything that arises. We'll next practice feeling the body as pure sensation, rotating awareness around the physical body. And today, we'll start this by bringing awareness to the sensations inside the mouth. Feel the lips, gums, teeth, tongue, the floor and ceiling of the mouth. Feel the whole mouth as an orb of sensation. Notice the ears, the inner ear canals and the outer structure and folds of the ears. Feel the ears as sensation, welcoming and allowing all sounds. Notice the eyes. Feel the muscles surrounding the eyes, the eyelids, and both eyeballs themselves. Feel both eyes as orbs of sensation. And notice the nose, both the inner sinus cavities, the nostrils and the outer nose, and feel the sensation of breath as it moves in and out. Bring awareness to the crown of the head and allow the whole scalp to soften and release. Begin to allow awareness to sweep down the head and face, both sides of the head, the face, the back of the head, the ears, and the neck. Allow awareness to flow down the back of the neck, both sides of the neck and the throat. Awareness flowing into the upper chest and shoulders, flowing down both upper arms, elbows, forearms, into the wrists and hands. Feel the backs of the hands, all 10 fingers and the palms of the hands. Feel both hands as orbs of sensation. Allow awareness to move into the heart center, the center of the chest. And then continue awareness flowing down the upper chest, upper belly, lower belly and waist, the hips, buttocks, groin, upper legs, knees, lower legs, and ankles. Awareness flowing into both feet, the heels, the tops of the feet, all 10 toes and the soles of the feet. Feel both feet as pure sensation. And now, cultivate a whole body sensation. Sense and feel the whole physical body, the whole body as one orb of sensation. Aware and present, welcoming anything that arises. Bring awareness to the space between the eyebrows. Sense and feel. Move awareness to the space in between the collarbones, the softness at the base of the throat. And then for a moment, allow awareness to rest in the space of the heart, behind the back of the center of the breastbone. Simply to be here, aware and present, in the space of the heart is more than enough. Now, do your best to be simultaneously aware of this space in the heart and also the whole body. The whole body as an orb of sensation with particular awareness in the center of the heart. Just be here with this experience for a few rounds of breath. And now, turn awareness to the sensation of space surrounding the body. Sense and feel the space above the body. Feel the space beneath the body. Feel the space to the left and also to the right. Feel the sensation of space surrounding the body now. Aware and present. Now, do your best to feel both body and space together. The body and space as one radiant orb of sensation. And again, return awareness to the space of the heart. Resting awareness here, feeling the body pulse with each breath you take. Centered in the space of the heart. And while we're here in this space of the heart, bring to mind one thing that you might be just a little bit glad about. one thing that just simply by thinking about it evokes gratitude, maybe just a little bit of gladness. We'll next move through some archetypal scenes. As I describe these scenes, do your best to imagine what it would be like to be there fully. Simply welcoming and allowing anything that arises. Starting today by imagining the twilight of dawn. The twilight of dawn. The crack of sunrise and birds singing. The crack of sunrise and birds singing. The crisp smell of autumn. Crisp smell of autumn. The earth beneath your feet. The earth beneath your feet. A stone temple. Stone temple. A warm fireplace. Warm fireplace. And a beautiful altar. Beautiful altar. Allow these scenes to fade. And bring awareness back to the space of the heart, aware and present, simply being, being awareness, being presence, being welcoming, welcoming anything that arises in the space of the heart. allowing everything to be just as it is. Begin to simply watch the breath. Allow the breath to be as it is, and feel as the breath goes in and out. It may be very subtle, but do your best to just stay with it. Perhaps on the inhale, feeling the belly rise, and on the exhale, feeling the belly fall. Total awareness of breath. And allowing this awareness of breath to fade. Ask yourself the following question and feel for the response. Ask yourself, who or what am I really? Who and what am I really? Feeling for the response. From what does all experience arise? From what does all experience arise? And perhaps now, even noticing the spacious quality of awareness. And know now that any sense of ease, peace, or equanimity that you feel now will continue to be of benefit to you as you move on into the rest of your life, beginning to wonder how you can take the essence of this practice with you. As we begin to prepare ourselves to turn awareness outward once again, we'll briefly walk through each layer of our being, noticing how each part of ourselves arises inside of awareness, inside of this spacious awareness. First, sensing the potential of your being. Noticing how all potential arises inside of awareness. Sense and feel the energy flowing through you. Often manifest as the breath, each heartbeat, each pulse of cognition, universal life force energy pulsing inside of awareness. Notice now any movement of heart, any emotion, and notice any fluctuations of mind, any thoughts, noticing how thoughts and emotions arise within awareness. And begin now again to become aware of the physical body, cultivating this whole body sensation. Feel how this awareness of body too arises within awareness. And in the body, bring your awareness again back to the space of the heart, behind the center of the breastbone, the center of you. And from this center, reach down the upper belly, lower belly, waist, upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, into the feet, and down all the way to the tips of the toes, and begin to invite movement back, barely wiggling the toes, little wiggle, wiggle, wiggle of the toes. And from your center, reach out the shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, into the wrists and hands, and barely wiggle the fingers, little wiggle, wiggle, wiggle of the fingers. And here, beginning to invite more and more awareness into the body, allowing for any shifting and moving that may feel good now. Begin to deepen the breath, inviting again life itself in with each inhale. Maybe even again bringing to mind something that you just might be a little bit glad about. And with each breath you take, coming more and more back into this place in space, maybe even allowing for a little opening of the eyes, noticing how the external world too arises within awareness. And if you're back with me here in this present moment, take your time, enjoy the space of awareness which we've cultivated here. And today I'll also count us out of this. So what's going to happen next is I'm going to count to three, and when I get to three, you'll all be here, present in your body, in this room, feeling rejuvenated and better than you did before. One, feeling energy in the body building at the base of the spine. Two, feeling that energy rise up the spine, shooting out through the crown of the head. And three, fully back, aware, present, in this room, in these bodies, feeling better and better than you did before. And please, please take your time, enjoy the quality of awareness which you've been able to cultivate. In a few minutes, we'll meet up briefly in a seated posture, and we'll do one embodied awareness exploration in a few moments. But Hari Om Tat Sat. Welcome back. So before we do a little walk around the room, I'm going to give one more part of the philosophical idea that I presented at the beginning of class. This idea being, what is our essence nature? And our essence nature being awareness itself. This is a bizarre idea, but it is one that I have found to be unbelievably true for myself. And this is that the teachings of yoga tell us that joy, just raw joy, is something that is a quality of awareness. This is so different than how we normally think about it. We normally think about it as external stimulus or situations bringing us joy. But yoga tells us that it is actually just the joy of awareness that you're tuning into, and the empty, open, spacious quality of awareness is something that you can tune into, joy just naturally springing out of that.
That sounds good.
It sounds cool, right? And it's, you know, it's one of these things when you first hear that, it's like, nah. But when someone tells you it, and sometimes you'll start tuning into it more and more, you'll realize that, yes, joy is fundamentally part of what we are. And so often the movements of our mind just get in the way of that.